Good morning, Anita, and welcome to our studio.
Good morning.
This morning, Anita will talk about a special program and presentation of it, which will happen on Friday, 4th of January at Cinema Paradiso at 4:30 p.m. Anveshan?
Yes.
What is that?
So, Anveshan means exploration. It's a Sanskrit word. And it's the organization which we formed 3 years back. The whole idea is to give experience to the youth of Auroville bioregion and outside, an experience where they can go and learn from real life experiences. And it started.
You founded it.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
Yes.
And who else is on the team with you?
So there are different, there are a couple of youth from Auroville who are part of it. They volunteer from time to time whenever they can squeeze time from their work, main work. And we have also launched a gap year program. So B and Naveen and Heather are part of the core team members in that. And we have advisory committee of Anveshan.
Committee, who are there?
So Aviram is there, Bridget from Tamara is there, Shankar from IKIM is there, Ing Mary is there. So we have people who are involved in some kind or the other with different learning spaces. They all are part of this big team.
How come you started that program? You actually, when you introduced it to me, you said it's a gap year India program, right?
Yeah, so there are, Anveshan is the larger organization. Under that umbrella, we do river journeys. And gap year program is one of the program, which is called Anubhav. Anubhav means experience. We have launched it in October 2018, and it's a 11-month program. So when we, when I was interacting with a couple of youth in Auroville, I mean, quite a lot, even in the bioregion, there was a need to go out and explore the world. So they were like, we have been in Auroville since, you know, we're born and we're here. But we really want to go out and see what happens. I mean, to live their life outside also. So I took that opportunity to create this program. As before coming to Auroville, I have been part of various organizations and various network, being a development professional. So we're like, why not create a program outside, which is across India, with the like-minded people who can give opportunity for the youth to come and experience what they are doing. So we have 30 partners across India who are part of different learning spaces.
Okay, so practically, okay, I mean, I can imagine many things under that, but if, for example, I'm a youth of Auroville and I join this program, what I will see, what I will do in that year?
So what happens is we have a 21 days orientation program, which happens in Auroville. And in that 21 days, the first 2 weeks, we explore within, we dive within ourselves. We try to figure out what our passions are. We do different kind of sessions with the participants. And in the last third week, they design their own gap year program. So basically aligning their passion, what they really want to do, which places they want to explore, what is that they're looking for. So they design their gap year and we do logistic coordination with different organizations where they want to go and take it forward from there. It's a self-designed learning journey. And the agreement we had with all the organization, partner organization, is this, that there is a project on which these people will work, who go there, and there is a mentor there who's guiding them throughout that process.
Can you tell me one example?
For example, Swaraj University from Udaipur is a network partner, is a partner in this. Then Brahmaputra Cultural Organization, which is in Assam, is part of it. Then there is Lemon School of Idea from Nagpur, who are into social enterprises. They give fellowships. Then there is Nav Gurukul in Bangalore and Dharamshala based there, who are partners with. So there are likewise many partners across different parts of the country.
Okay, sounds really exciting and actually really interesting. But, for example, I'm interested in anthropology. What?
Yes.
How would I design it? What would I do?
So what we do is, there might not be organizations on our list, which will align with your passion, may not be, We're not saying, but we try to identify when the passion comes out, when the need of the participant comes out, and we try to link. So there are even individuals who are into academic field or who are into action, doing different kind of things. So we talk to them and we try to send our participants to them.
Okay, but
So there are organizations who are working on anthropology. We would contact them, the academic organizations, mm-hmm. the professors who are there, the people, those who are actually into research of anthropology. And we would send them there to be with them, to be like a shadow. In the olden times, you would have a guru and the Shishya will work with them.
Uh-huh.
So learn while being with them.
Okay, so the youth is when they align with their passion, they go to one of your collaborators, or these are universities, or there are also other?
There are others also. Mainly there are others.
Teaching and learning facilities, are there also any other organization which are part of that?
Yeah, so these are all hands-on learning organizations. For example, uh-huh. when I said Brahmaputra Cultural Organization, so it is at the banks of the Brahmaputra River, and they do theater, and their expression is through theater and dance and drama.
So
do you actually do a production with them?
Uh-huh.
Learn, you can choose what you want to do, dance or drama, or you want to go at the backstage preparation and event management. So it's up to you. The choice is entirely yours, what you want to do.
And how long the student stays with them?
So we have asked that minimum you have to stay in one organization for 2 months, mm-hmm. and maximum it can be 6 months.
Uh-huh. So how many youth are now involved in this program?
So we had four participants. One of them has joined the newcomer program, so we're mm-hmm. mentoring him here only, and we have three participants right now, and one of them is in Bangalore, mm-hmm. Then one of them is right now in Coimbatore, and one of them will soon join the Dharamshala in Navkurukul.
Mm-hmm. And what are they doing? What the person in Bangalore does?
So the Bangalore girl who's there, her passion is to do something with well-being, mental health and awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also into event management. So she's working with a psychologist there. And she's also helping in the production of the plays with one of the organizations. Then the boy who's there in Coimbatore, he's an engineer actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then he decided to take a gap year to figure out what exactly he wants. So he's working in an organization called Mango Education, which is a STEM organization, and mm-hmm. Works with children in creating different modules on the STEM, science and math.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's really variety, and the way I understood now, it's also anytime when somebody feels like he can take the gap year and join one of the programs.
Yes. Yes.
Regardless to being the school of being the students of last school, future school, or even the one who already have a master's in something or a bachelor's degree, right?
Yeah, they can join at any stage. We have given the age group from 16 to 25.
Uh-huh. Okay, 16 to 25.
Yeah, so it can be after their high school or the graduation or post-graduation.
What about financial part of that?
So we have tried to work out, because knowing the conditions here, we sat with the partners and decided that it has to be on the contribution basis, with a very minimum contribution, taking care of the cost of the participant. So when they are here, and so the orientation program plus the 2-3 times consolidation, we meet every 3 months again, mm-hmm. to consolidate the learnings. So that we have come down to 35,000. So for 3 weeks plus 10 more days, so 45 days, we are with the participants. Beside, when they are in the other organizations where they are staying and learning, we have actually come out that it should not be more than 10,000 for their accommodation, food,
mm-hmm.
and everybody has waived off their tuition fees or any facilitation charges for them.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, some of the organizations give fellowships.
Mm-hmm.
They only have to take care of their travel part when they go there. So their accommodation, food, mentoring, everything is covered by them. So one of the participants we have with us,
mm-hmm.
is going to an organization where he will get a fellowship and he'll learn what he's passionate about.
Cool. So even the youth who is here starting with actually nothing can join, yeah?
Yes. So the whole idea is to give them a platform and not make finances as a burden or, you know, to stop them from taking this program. We are trying our best in that direction.
Okay, so on Friday, 4th of January at 4:30 p.m., what are we going to see?
So it's been 3 years since we are creating these programs for the youth.
Ganga Yatra.
The Ganga Yatra was the first one. After that, we have done 3 more river journeys. Mm-hmm. We went for the Narmada River, then we again did the Ganga River, then we recently did the Kaveri River. Mm-hmm. So we are going to share our river journeys in the forms of videos which they made. The participants are going to share their experience, what has been for them to take on these life-turning journeys in them. And then we have a photography exhibition outside Cinema Paradiso in Town
Hall.
Only for that day. Okay. And then we will move on. So it showcases the journey through photographs, what has been
there. How many youth has been part of that three river journeys?
So far, the three river journeys, 2 times Ganga and Narmada, we did. We've had around 21 participants in this. And the Kaveri River, which we did, we did with the school in Chennai. Uh-huh. So that was a huge group. The 11th and 12th grade went for it.
And they will come here to present?
No, they might send some representatives, like 2 or 3 students who will speak on behalf of the group.
Anita, thank you so much for today and see you on next Friday, 4th of January at 4:30 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso for Innovation presentation.
Thank you.
And we can hope because that is an opportunity maybe for some of our youth to join and explore what he or she may want to do in their life and start somewhere.
Yeah, it's the whole idea is to reimagine how education can be done.
Sounds really good. Thank you.
Thank you so much.